This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy. And today we're rejoined by entrepreneur, author, and body acceptance advocate, Katie Storino.
I am obsessed with Katie Storino. I've actually been following her for many, many years. And her content is just so fire, as the kids say. No cap, baby.
Okay. And she,
okay.
We have a Gen Z in the room who hates us.
I'm so ashamed.
Her eyes just rolled so far back into her head.
Yeah, that was visible. I don't even have my glasses on. And I saw that. So I've been following Katie for a while. I think she is awesome. She does this really cool thing where, called Supersize the Look, where she takes looks from different celebrities and she recreates them for a plus size body, which is what she currently lives in. And she also has a brand called Mega Babe, which is products for chub rub, boob sweat.
Boob sweat.
BO.
Body issues that, like, we're always talking about, oh, we have body issues. These are issues that happen in your body. And a lot of people have BO and chub rub, and it's all body sizes and shapes and stuff.
Certainly, and not everybody deals with it, but there was a hole in the market, certainly.
For sure.
Even like 10 years ago, they weren't available.
Yeah.
So she's really, she's doing things for those of us who struggle with things that we don't always talk about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're a little ashamed to talk about, but I really don't even know why. Like, you have said that your thighs chafe. Like, were you ever like embarrassed about it or embarrassed to say like, ow, my thighs are
chafing? For sure. Because I think that there have been body trends that have made those things embarrassing. The thigh gap was a huge one when I was coming of age. So it was like you didn't want to have chub rub because that meant that you didn't have a big enough thigh gap.
Right. I almost forgot about the thigh gap.
I'm sorry for bringing it back.
Yeah.
But yeah, these things usually go in tandem. I think people are embarrassed to even sweat in general because they see that as like a bigger person problem, which if you listen to this podcast, you know, I'm pretty mid-sized and I live with ice packs in my pants.
Right.
Because of the amount of sweat that happens in this room.
Normalize putting ice packs up your booty crack.
Yep. Up and in.
No, it's so true. And, you know, there's also misconceptions in every way about that because I will tell you from my experience, I have like wider set hips. Mm-hmm. And even when I weighed 60 pounds more than I do now, my thighs never rub together.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because it has to do with your skeletal structure.
Your bones.
Yeah. And if you have like wide set hips, then there's less of a chance of them touching that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's always true, but you know what I'm generally trying to say. And so don't just assume that somebody has that problem because they're fat or because, you know, they have fat thighs.
Yeah, like don't get down on yourself and be like, oh my God, I've got holes in my jeans because like my thighs rub so much together. My friend Caitlin Palufo, actually, she's an amazing comedian.
She's so funny.
She's so funny. And she has a tour going on right now called the Chub Rub Tour. And the main picture is her squatting with her jeans and they've both got holes because that's what happens.
We've all been
and
there.
And that's fine.
Blame the jeans.
Yeah, maybe they're poorly made jeans.
They're poorly made jeans.
Or maybe this is something that eventually people will also find hot. Because truly, when I saw that picture, I was like, scandalous. I love that.
Yeah, you're showing some skin that I don't normally get to see.
Yes.
Especially not in the winter, you know?
Never in the winter.
That's kind of special. Mm-hmm. I bet this time next year, they're going to be making jeans with holes in the thighs already.
I actually saw a pair of jean shorts where there's a hole and half of your labia is exposed. So on any purpose. Trends, we're going to talk about trends again, but yeah, on purpose.
Like,
I'll send it to you guys.
Okay, can you just quickly describe it, though? Like, there's no holes anywhere except for...
No, it's a pair of jean shorts, and then on the right side, there's like a cutout circle, basically, and you see half of...
So do I need to start putting sunblock on that area? That's what I'm concerned about, mainly.
Or are the tan lines hot?
Maybe the tan lines are, I'm just saying it, you know, that part of the skin never sees the sun. So I that's my one concern. Why don't we get into our interview today?
I'm so excited to talk to KT. Let's pull her up on the screen.
Let's do it. Guys, we're here with our guest today. KT Storino is a body acceptance advocate. She's the founder of the beauty brand Mega Babe. She's the author of Body Talk. Via her viral content series, Supersize the Look and Make My Size, she raises awareness for size inclusivity and empowering women of all sizes to find their confidence and celebrate their style. KT Storino, how are you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be back again.
Back again for maybe the fourth time?
Maybe the fifth.
I don't know. We'll see. She could be our most booked and busy with us.
She's a booked and busy lady. Our audience loves you. And I think it's no mystery why you have such an infectious personality. I've been following you on Instagram for years, actually. And I love your content so much. Yes.
Yeah.
And particularly, I love Supersize the Look. I think you do it so, so well. For anybody who doesn't know what that is, basically you take fashion looks by different models, different actresses, different celebrities, and you recreate them for your body, which I believe you wear an 18 or a 20, according to your Instagram. Yeah.
You're really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, you do it so, so well, and you show how really anybody can wear these looks.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, what inspired that originally?
Two things. I think the most common response I give is very true, which is that I heard from lots of people that were following me that they really liked, you know, Kendall Jenner's mini skirt, but they could never wear something like that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show people a really clear example of just two women looking good in very different sizes in the same outfit. And show you that you actually can wear that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is I didn't realize how much content you had to put together in 2014 when I started doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn, I got to post every single day and it's got to be fresh. So Supersize the Look actually was like just a beacon of
it's easy
hope for me.
Take something and then...
Yes,
change it.
I could just take, and also celebrity stylists have already made cool outfits for us. They've already done the work. So
my mom used to say that all the time because I'd always be like, I don't know what to wear. And she'd go, look in a magazine and look at somebody who looks like you or like flag that and like do that. And I'd be like,
yes,
that's not feasible because I don't look like those people.
Mm.
And what's interesting, I think, about your videos versus I see a lot of, I'm not sure of the creator's name, where she'll do looks and be like, this looks bad on me. And this looks bad on me because it could only look good on a perfect or conventionally sized person or whatever. So then you start thinking, oh, okay.
Who's doing that? What's the point of that video?
I think it was supposed to be like funny to be like the outfits aren't stylish. The people are just thin.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a trend that I've seen a lot lately. And it is interesting. I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but I would love to know what you think about that. I've heard, you know, like, is it fashion or is she just thin?
Right.
And people, Hailey Bieber is a big example that people use because she has a very casual style. And quite often she'll be wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Mm.
And, you know,
people will be like, iconic.
Right.
But is it?
But I have recreated a lot of Hailey Bieber looks and a t-shirt and jeans. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised at how not often I wear a t-shirt and jeans. So when I put it on, I'm like, wait, this does feel a little special.
Mm.
I will say that the person who does have style where you're like, is this even cool? And I don't know if it's cool on her either, is Bella Hadid.
Mm. You don't want to walk out in a spray dress? It's the dress of my dreams. I want it to drip off me as I go down New York sidewalks.
I want to wear the underwear outfit.
Yes.
That's like kind of a dream, like grandpa like was off his meds kind of
outfit. I don't know the underwear outfit.
I like that. You know, like just straight, like I felt like men's like tidy whiteys and like Uggs, and I don't know what was on top, but I was into it.
That's hot.
Yeah, I was into. But some of the other stuff, it's like a shrunken plaid shirt with like those Matrix glass. Like I'm not. I
don't You're not that experimental.
But I see Matrix glasses on a lot of people, and I'm like, chic.
Yeah.
It's brainwashing.
It's brainwashing.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying is the difference between that video is like, oh, like how stupid is this outfit and how bad does it look on me, and yours where you're like, no, this outfit looks good on this person and it also looks good on me.
Yeah.
Like that's way more inspiring.
I got to tell you something. I am, I'm a very positive corner of the internet.
Yeah.
You truly are. Nice. You truly are. There are very few accounts that I look at and they actually make me feel good inside, you know, and you are definitely one of them. So thank you for all that you do. And we mentioned this up top, but you're also the founder of the brand Mega Babe, and you create products for these, I guess, stereotypical fat girl problems.
It's everybody, right? It's everybody issues.
Yes,
like they feel like body issues. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know. And don't worry. That's exactly what everyone told me when I was starting Mega Babe. They were like, this is a niche thing. This is for one size body. But that is not true.
Like when I was reading through the stuff, I was like, I have all of this.
Boob sweat.
And I've had all of it when I was my littlest, you know, like chub rub.
Yeah.
It's just thighs.
Yes.
But we shouldn't be ashamed of that because that, first of all, you shouldn't be ashamed of it, period. But second of all, you don't have to be a certain size for your thighs to touch. It's literally where fat is distributed on your body.
Or like how your hips are spaced out in your skeleton.
Totally, yes.
Yeah.
Your skeletal structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we experience things at different times. I mean, when my sister had never had thigh chafe until she got pregnant, and then she was like,
ooh.
Fuck, we make a really good product.
Yeah. When did you guys start making your products, and what was the first one?
Thigh Rescue was our first product. Okay. And that's the one for thigh chafe. And we started 5 years ago. So it's myself, my sister, and my best friend.
That's amazing.
That's so fun. Great. Was there a product on the market that you had tried and you were like, it's not really what I need? Or did you think that there was a big hole in the market? Like, how did that start?
Everything. There was a hole in the market in that there wasn't a product there that was just for like a girl who was walking in a skirt. Everything was for a man, for balls, for athletes, for like cycling.
There's like so much ball spray.
So much ball spray. And I was like, there has to be something cuter than this.
Yeah.
That was clean. And there wasn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And that's so key because they are all clean products.
Yes.
And you're so right, though, because like for sweating, I've used athlete's foot spray before. Like
I just, you know what I was going to say? You know that product that it's for your rub if you like hurt your heel or something and you can rub it on
the
wound or whatever?
Time.
I've used that on my thighs before because I was like, let's see. And like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that one, but I do know that. I do know that people do use our Thigh Rescue like on their heels to break in shoes.
Nice. Oh, see, yours can go that way, but this one can't go the other way.
We can
clutch.
Yeah, we can go all over.
So clutch.
What about, because I get arm rub. Can you use arm against, but you use the thigh
Anywhere
one?
Anywhere you chafe, Thigh Rescue works.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, skin is skin, baby.
Skin is skin, baby.
Yeah, skin is skin.
It's true. Could probably use it on your ears if you
Sounds
have sweat behind
so
there.
Horny. Anything.
Skin is skin. Okay. Well, it's so great. And you also, your podcast is called Boob Sweat also. So I assume that's something that is very prevalent in your life.
Well, Boob Sweat, it's like the concept of things we don't talk about that everyone experiences. Everyone knows immediately what that means when you say it, but just it's not something that comes up in conversation. So I guess that's what I try to talk about on my podcast. My podcast is very inconsistent. It's very much like a hobby that I do. It's not like a
I think that's nice though, because then you only do it when you're inspired.
Yeah.
You know, well,
that, I think that's nice. Most people.
I mean,
don't.
Your followers probably hate you.
No, I'm just kidding. quick cue. Are you coming back? And I'm like, eventually.
Quick cue. Are you okay? Like, I
people
am.
People ask me that all the time in my DMs, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't see your posts. I'm like, it's just because the algorithm hates me. It's not. I'm cool. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I feel that struggle. Yeah. Or maybe that's just what I tell myself for why I don't get likes.
I like your stuff.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Question about boob sweat, because we were talking about this before. I know a lot of people get Botox into their armpits. What is the boob sweat treatment that we are using now? And do you think Botox would ever be used in that area?
Under your boob?
Probably not.
I actually have no idea.
Yeah.
I could not answer that.
Okay.
That's a really good question, though.
But what do you do for boob sweat?
I use our bust dust. So it's a talc-free powder. I apply it. We have a giant puff that you apply it with and it goes on.
Oh, like, I love that. I bet you could use it for balls too. Yeah.
You bet.
Yes.
Yeah, you could definitely use it for balls. Balls, butt crack.
Boobs are the balls of the chest, female body.
Of the chest.
Yes.
Essentially.
I didn't use that as a tagline.
It's not trademarked. You can use it. It's fine.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've actually never suffered from boob sweat because I don't have a large chest. And I guess that is one of the privileges. Like, as I get older, I'm learning more and more privileges that I have.
There's privileges to every body part and type, for sure.
Yes.
But I have a question, because you were saying your sister had never experienced like chub rub or anything. Had she experienced any of the other things when you guys were starting? Like, did your other friend also, or were you just being like, hey, these are things I experienced, go get into a lab?
Yeah, actually, it's much more, hey, these are things I experience, and I know if I'm getting it, like, I'm not
other
the
people
only
are.
One.
Yeah.
Yes, but facing, it's interesting. Those two people specifically believe very much in me, and but I think like going out into the world, I had to believe in myself because a lot of people don't experience those things, and a lot of those people happen to be in media, in production, like in the labs. So I really had to know and really feel it.
Yeah.
Because
everyone's saying that you don't have the market research and stuff.
Yes.
But
yes. Yes.
I'm sure the second you put it out, everybody was like,
"Yeah, we did. I think we had to do a minimum of 10,000 units of Thigh Chafe and 10,000. So imagine, like, you're like, I've got the best product, like having to put 10,000 into production and then having them in my parents' garage.
I lived that life. Yeah, my company went under. Yeah.
Yeah, Remy had a belt loop company.
Yeah, an expandable leather belt loop that you can. Yeah, I might bring it back.
I think that's really okay. I think that's really smart. But
I didn't need it. I asked her to give me one.
I'll
of them.
Send you guys them. I'll bring it for you. I'm
my
so
belt
sorry.
Is always slipping.
I know,
and
it's always floppy, and you don't want to get it shortened because what if you gain weight?
Yes.
The tuck.
Well, I have the other way. Like, I feel like it like, will allow me to make it bigger. Damn it.
Okay. Actually, that would be a really good belt extender.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Ooh, no, that's a really good idea, too.
Because I have to tell you that I have a big problem finding belts that are cool.
Yeah.
That's a
thing that we wanted to talk about, too, is there's, like, not a lot of size inclusivity with clothes, but also with accessories, belts, shoes. I saw a TikTok the other day of a woman who had great boots on, and everybody in the comments was like, oh, my God, I've never seen boots for my calf size. Like, where did you get these?
Yeah, that's a very real thing.
Was it my post?
Might have been you.
It may have been you. No, that's a very real thing. Like sometimes you'll see these knee-high boots or thigh-high boots and they're so, so tight. Like that look is very
were
in
they
right
light
now.
Brown? Yeah. And like...
No. Oh, okay. But I do a lot of like wide calf, like also knee-high boots because it's, or thigh-high boots, it's really hard to find.
Totally.
Yeah. And we've talked a little bit about size inclusivity and how it's such a huge issue. And yeah, I hear things on both sides because my algorithm is just a mess. And I hear things on both sides. I see posts occasionally from people who are just haters who say, why can't people who wear plus sizes just shop in plus size stores?
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I do not agree with that because I think having a separate store is just not the right way to handle it. And people want to be able to wear the same styles. But what would you respond to that? Or have people said that to you ever? And what do you think about it?
Listen, well, I think what you've hit on, this has now become a great trailer for season 4 of Boob Sweat, which I'm starting with a 3-part episode on why plus size failed in retail.
Ooh.
And I think it's interesting because when I started this, I really just wanted, I was a size 12. So I wanted the size 12 and the size 14 to be able to go into the store and shop. That seems really reasonable now because 6 years in, we've got that. We did that.
Yes.
And the average woman in America, she's a size 16. Mm. So it's interesting to think about, we don't cater to the average size in store. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't make any
sense.
That's
crazy.
To me. Now, if you want to argue that you don't need to, like, every store does not need to carry every size, I agree with that. I don't think everyone can be everything to everyone. But I think it's important to carry the average size in this country. Mm-hmm. Like, she shouldn't have to go online. She shouldn't have to, it shouldn't be hard for her to find a dress to wear the day of.
Yeah.
So that's really been my fight. And so it feels like, you know, you swing way out and then you actually end up like gaining an inch. And that is what we've done in the past 6 years. But it doesn't feel like progress because you can see negative at every turn. But inside, I feel like I know that we made that because when I was a size 12, I couldn't shop in store.
That's so insane.
Yeah,
that is so insane.
But now you can. And that makes me feel like, OK, you know what? We actually did something here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be part of shopping with your friends. It doesn't have to be a secret or like solitary.
If you're a 12, 14, 16, life has changed for you. Mm-hmm. If you're a size 18, 20, 20, you know, and up, things are still dicey. Like I still can't like buy something like IRL in Soho.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoes, nothing.
Shoes.
Yeah, I have a wide foot. That's on me.
Oh, you have a wide foot.
That is not on you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I know that brands make like a 42, 43 now. And I know that but no one carries wides in store, mm-hmm. let alone like most people don't make wides. But I understand.
Wides are tough. My friend, oh my God. Like, and she's a skinny person, but she has a wide foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible for her to find shoes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wides are tough. That, though. Narrows are tough. Yeah. Actually,
everything that's not like the
standard,
right? And so I think a lot of people, when you talk about size inclusivity, and myself included, the first time I was thinking about it, I was like, well, isn't it just more expensive with more fabric or more, you know? And then I started thinking about baby clothes. There is no fabric in baby clothes. And they are so costly. So I don't think it is the cost of fabric that
I have never thought of that, and that is brilliant. And again, this is the second thing you guys have given me that I'm gonna have to take on my roadshow. But that is brilliant.
10%, honey, and we're I'm just kidding.
but going back to it, I do wonder why a store would not carry what we've said is the average size of the American woman from a profit standpoint, from being able to sell things.
I think. Yeah. And this is something that we saw in Mean Girls. There are some stores that only want a certain type of clientele, like 135.
Mm-hmm. You could try Sears.
You can try Sears, though.
You can try Sears.
Right. Could you actually try Sears at the time? Probably not. But I think that is, like, I've heard high fashion designers saying, we don't want people
what
who
about
look
the middle.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And when did contemporary brands decide that, one, that everything should be like a starting price point of $700? Mm. And two, why do contemporary brands feel like they need to stop at like a 10?
Because I think they want to be seen as more high fashion. And instead of being inclusive, they're being exclusive to do it.
But let's go to the Gap. The Gap also doesn't carry like a 2X or
right.
a
16 really?
In store. Yes. I mean, I need to not as of the last time I checked.
Well, they certainly do online, but this is a really.
Online, sure.
Yeah.
But in store, she's saying.
Yeah. But that's the issue is that, you know, a brand can call itself size inclusive, but it's only, you know, a limited stock online. When you go in the store to actually try it, which you want to, because that's how you can know if something fits your body, it's not available. So you're doing all this guesswork now. And quite often there's also an increase of price if it's a higher size.
Yes, that is being like LL Bean used to have that policy and they dropped the policy because it's not, listen, I don't claim to be like a mathematician or a Garmento, but
I thought you were.
Doesn't it all come out?
Katie Storino, like, economist, and Garmento.
I'm just saying, like, do you really need to charge more for 2 inches of fabric? Who cares?
I don't think so.
No, like considering the cost of production and how many garments are actually being made and how many yards. I mean, I've had friends who work in fashion and had to actually order fabric from other countries, and it's thousands of yards of fabric. It's, you know, the difference is so inconsequential.
Right. And if you've ever worked in a place.
Doesn't pay less.
Oh, totally. But if you've ever worked in a place that makes clothes, like I've worked for some very big brands, you see how much fabric they actually waste too with samples and stuff. Yeah. So it's like, it can't be the fabric.
No, it's not the fabric.
It's not the fabric.
Yeah.
It's never about the fabric.
Yeah, it's not about the pasta either.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
So I want to have a refresher. It's been a couple years since you've been on the show. Mm-hmm. What's your personal journey with body image and body acceptance? Because you're a really big advocate and you're somebody who seems super confident, but I'm sure it wasn't always that way. So I'd love to know that.
Oh, it certainly was not always that way. I think I spent the first 34 years of my life fighting against my body. And I really just blamed my size for, you know, oh, you could never date that person. Like, he's not going to want you too big, or like, you're not going to be successful in this room because you're too big. So I always attached my size for like a reason as to why I wasn't doing certain things. What's so funny is I was so much smaller than I am now when I had those feelings of being so big. But that was my whole life, always being told I was too big since I was like 7 years old.
By whom?
Which is a child, right?
Yeah, that's
a child's age. By doctors and I don't know, the school, friends.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear it's not coming from family, though. That's always the...
Not me, but that's good. But I mean, whenever I post about this, like for my book Body Talk, it's a workbook where you kind of are prompted through my story to help with your own journey.
Cool.
And it's great. And whenever I post about the origins of when you first started to notice your body in a bad way, people are young. They're five, they're six, and you know, their moms put them on Weight Watchers. They had to go to like diet meetings in the basement of churches, like just fucked up.
Somebody
shit.
Said something really mean at school.
Yeah. That made them. And it happens so young.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get into like therapy. I'm sure you both remember like the.
Oh, yeah. Emily, we've done her journey, and I told everyone I've been doing ballet since I was like two. Oh. So it was like always smaller, always. Yeah. Actually, I don't think I've ever said this, but initially I thought my body was too skinny and my head was too big. Like there's always been something wrong.
You were a bobblehead.
I was a lollipop.
That's so funny.
Isn't it funny but that's the thing. We're all punishing ourselves with these rules and these like, I'm a bobblehead, or like my foot's too big, my this is too small. Just walking around with all this negative conversation that after a while, no one's really even putting in there but you.
Yeah.
So once you start to pull that out of your own brain, the world becomes a much friendlier place.
That's so interesting, though, that it's like the first thing that you hear, and then it kind of gets locked into your brain, and it's something somebody else said, but then mm-hmm. it becomes your inner voice.
Yes.
And you have to be like, okay, little parasite, like get like that was never me in the first place. Yeah.
And the crazy thing is they didn't even think that much about it when they said that, probably. Okay. You know, like I had kids tease me in school, and they were probably just repeating things that they heard their parents say.
Totally. This was something, okay, so this is about clothing, but like we brought up one episode that a girl told me that like if I was wearing yellow, it meant I thought I was pretty. So I like stopped wearing yellow or whatever. And I was like, oh, she traumatized me. And then fast forward to I'm in LA last week with my best friend from high school. And she goes, do you remember when you shamed me for wearing kitten heels? And I was like, I do. And I'm so sorry. And I only did that because I heard it somewhere else that it was like kitten heels are like disgusting. But like, I loved your kitten heels and I love you and go off. Like, I'm so sorry.
That's so triggering. Kitten heels were disgusting for a while.
They were disgusting.
And they're so great because you can wear them. You feel a little elevated, but your feet don't hurt.
And you can still run away.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what they don't want.
Yeah,
they don't want you to be able to run.
A man said they were disgusting because kitten heels are.
Great. Or it was Sex and the City or something where it was like fashion centric was like no kitten heels, like that's nasty. Well, and I ruined my friend's life apparently.
So she's back on the kitten heel train.
She is.
That's very reassuring.
She was able to push me out of her brain.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
I love when somebody calls me out and I don't even remember saying the thing.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me that
I remember.
Yes.
You remember.
I literally vomited on her feet. I was like, no.
Believed you for a hot second.
You are not coming to this party with me in those.
But nobody ever like thinks that much into it and then you end up thinking for your whole life. Mm-hmm. I can't wear kitten heels.
Or yellow or anything. Yeah.
Or, like what certain colors that I can't wear.
Black
this washes
and,
you out.
And blue together. One of my friends told me you cannot wear black and navy.
This one?
Untrue.
Pisses me the fuck off.
I still don't like black and navy, but yeah.
Okay. But just, it's not, people say they clash. They do not clash. They go. They don't, you don't have to wear things that are matchy all the time. They can also go together in like a cohesive way. Black and brown is very European. You go to France.
Yeah, sure.
Bitches are walking
France
around looking
or
like
Thanksgiving.
A
that's when you wear black and brown.
I like it. I'm rocking brown shoes with a black belt all day, every day.
It's very European.
I have a thing to say about something that's written here.
What?
So today I'm wearing athleisure. And I was thinking about the fact that, it's so nice that like this looks like put together or whatever. But I feel like it didn't used to. And for like a lot of body types, people used to get shamed like for wearing spandex if their legs weren't perfect. Like I remember somebody in eighth, have we talked about this? Somebody
I don't know if we've talked about this on or off the pod.
In eighth grade, somebody said spandex
is a privilege, not a right. You've never heard this?
But that feels like a cheesy, like wine is life. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I have it embroidered on a pillow.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, no,
that's some toxic female shit that like.
No, it was a guy. It was guys.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that's the patriarchy.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
And if it was women, it would be the patriarchy and internalized misogyny.
Yes.
Totally.
We didn't know.
But I know what you mean by sloppy. And I actually have heard other plus size influencers talk about this, about feeling odd or reluctant to wear athleisure looks because they don't want to be perceived as sloppy. Do you ever feel that way? I know that not everybody feels that way, but I have heard it.
Not me, because I live in athleisure. But I know what I think is interesting is that bigger girls are not, there's a way that thin women are able to dress where they can wear the t-shirt and the jeans and it's like Carolyn Bessette. Like, it's like, you know, so chic.
Yeah.
And then a bigger girl can wear that and people will be like, you have no style, you're sloppy. Mm-hmm. But I think that we've hopefully solved that, in that it's about the proportions and like what your t-shirt and jeans is.
Yes.
Because anyone can look like shit.
And I was going to say, I have looked like shit very thin in athleisure because the proportions were wrong.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that bigger girls think they've got to doll it up all the time.
Yeah.
Or people will think that they're lazy. Mm. There's this like mm-hmm. connotation with mm-hmm. like not being dolled up and mm-hmm. then lazy. And it's why plus size clothes for so long had like flowers and like big bright
yeah.
prints and yes. like the
embellishments.
Fat, happy girl.
Yeah. Ruffles. Yes. Everything yes. had ruffles.
Yes. Yes, it like a weird.
It's detail, like, don't forget always. Your jewelry.
Yeah,
we need something to distract.
Yes,
you
yes.
know what I and think.
So that's a really good point.
I think normalize looking like shit, no matter what your size.
Yes,
because I love looking like shit sometimes.
I love to look like shit.
Like, why do we always have to look put together anyway? Like, what is?
But that's wrong? What athleisure has done for us. Is that I think you can look put together because I like currently I'm wearing a set, mm-hmm. like, and I'm just always like my pants are pink and it matches my top.
So
and,
cute. Like,
that's what is nice about a set.
Yeah, I'm into a
You're
set.
You're in an outfit.
I love a set.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
I have a sweatsuit. It was like my first, like kind of like nice sweatsuit.
Why did you?
A sweatsuit.
I have a sweatsuit.
A sweatsuit. It was my first really nice sweatsuit that I bought like in the pandemic. It was like zip up or whatever. I called it my business yeah. sweatsuit.
Oh. That's as business casual as yeah, Remy gets.
I felt very, very good.
Yeah, well, they're making sweats now with structure in it, or like these pants you're wearing.
Yeah,
like they have structure in them, and
what
yeah.
are the pants you're wearing?
She's gonna get up to show you. They are yoga pants, but they're
they're flare legged Lululemons that yeah. have a cross. They're from like 2006, but they still fit.
Okay, because crazy. Can we talk about a flare yoga pant?
Yes.
It's just that like when you've had, so you never got rid of those. So like mm-hmm. tapered tights came and you were like, I'm going to tuck these in a drawer and I'll see you in like 10 years.
Yeah, because I fluctuate a lot. And so.
But not because of the size, but the style. You held on to the fact that flare would come back.
Yeah, of course. You know what? I like them.
I have some. Yeah, I have some that I held on to also because when you wear them, you didn't hold on to that. Well, I will say, like, when you wear them to work out, it's nice to have some room in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, this is kind of particular, but if you get your nails done, you want to be able to roll up your pants.
Yep.
So the flare is nice. Like, I always thought they were a very functional pant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just telling you, you both had more foresight than I did because I...
Thank you. I think we just have sensory issues.
We do. And we have problems letting go.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a closet hoarder, but
yeah.
but yeah, I mean, it's good to hold on to your stuff. And but now I'm going the other way where like I want to throw away things and it's very hard for me to part with my stuff.
Oh, Zoom with me. I would love to like go through your closet.
You're oh,
like,
yeah.
That sounds terrible, but I love that. It's my favorite thing.
You like to clean out your closet?
I love to clean out my closet, your closet. I love cleaning out closets, but I'm ruthless.
Oh, and how do you develop that skill?
Because when it comes back around, so this is a prime example.
Uh-huh.
Those pants, they went out of style. They're coming back around.
Yeah.
This is, I would have kept them with me 2006. Do the math with me, someone. It's 17 years.
12
years.
13
years?
12 years.
Is that 12 years?
Oh, 13.
2006? No. It's
seven,
more than that. Oh my God.
Do I need to get out my calculator?
I'm feeling very embarrassed.
24 minus 6 is 18. Wait,
yes,
it's 23. This is the year 23.
This is 23.
So it's 17. 17 years?
Okay. No, that can't be.
Okay, so let's,
it's not.
So let's back it up. No, it is 17 years, isn't it?
It is.
2006 to
Ew.
16 is 10
Wait
years.
A second.
Yes.
Wait a second. So there's a 17-year-old who was born in 2006?
No, It doesn't exist. I was born in 2006.
Cherokee was born in 2001, and she's sitting right here, and she's 21 years old. So this adds up.
Yeah, she,
you have someone in your eye line that was born in 2001.
She's in, yeah. She, not only is she in my eye line, she's blinding me with her glowing skin.
No. That doesn't exist.
No.
But what I want to tell you is for the past 17 years,
yes,
I have not had to carry those pants around with me.
Totally.
And for now moves they're back.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, they're back.
I will say these were left at my parents' house.
That's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
That's a long-term storage situation.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This was something that I wanted to talk about, speaking of shopping, because Emily likes thrifting. I do too. My friend is on a diet right now, and I was staying with him when I was in LA. And I was like getting so mad about it because I was like, you're gorgeous. Like, why are you on a diet? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he was like, if I don't like get back to my like more like consistent size that I am usually, I can't thrift anymore. Because they don't have my size. And thrifting is one of my pleasures in life, and I don't want to give that up, and I'd rather give up, you know, a carb.
Katie, are you a thrifter?
No.
No, okay. You're not. Okay.
So, I'm a second hander. I like, that's not the same as thrifting, though.
No, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. What, you go into a secondhand shop and go through the racks and pick up things you like?
Never. But I will, but I'm very open to the real.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, you know what I mean? I like, what's
a
that
Poshmark,
other one?
A Depop,
yeah,
a ThredUp. Yes.
But those things have been worn as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. No, I'm not hating on that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying my skill to be able to walk into a store is like, no, I can't do that.
Oh, I think you could do it and I'd love to do it with you. But that made me feel so sad because I was like, why aren't the thrift stores carrying big sizes?
I don't know. I wish I could speak to this. I've also heard that smaller people buy bigger sizes and have them tailored, or they like the oversized fit. And that's, I don't know.
That's another thing. And I could see getting upset if somebody was buying my size who didn't need it and then 100%. It wasn't available. But at the same time, I don't know if that's morally wrong because it's a secondhand store. You're allowed to buy whatever size you want.
Listen, man, you can do whatever you want. I know. I'm not hating on people for that.
I started watching a show called Singles Inferno, and it's a Korean dating show. I'm going to talk about it because I think it's so interesting. The beauty standards over there and who got picked, you know, and who was 100%, this is the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, but look at all these other women that, like, by my standards, I'm like, they're the most gorgeous people I've ever seen in my life. Like, why would they not get picked? And like, there are such different beauty standards in every different place.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it with like Miss Universe. I was like, but then why do they all adhere to Western, like American beauty standards? Like, why? And it's because it's an American competition.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily what Venezuela thinks is the most beautiful, what Nigeria thinks is the most beautiful. It's like they're putting up those women that they're like, this fits into the Western ideal for this competition. Yeah. And I would like to see, I guess not a competition, but at least like a showing of, actually, this is what our beauty standard is here. And this is what ours is here and stuff, you know? Like,
you guys, did Jessica Simpson do a show like that?
I don't remember that. If she did.
It was a long time ago on MTV. The only reason I'm remembering this, because if you have not listened to her audiobook, have either of you?
I have not. Was it good?
I know you might be like, I'm not like a big Jessica Simpson fan.
No,
I'm not
am.
A big Jessica Simpson fan. I'm just telling you, her audiobook is the best. It's the
I like
best.
When she sings with Jewel and she's like,
when That's did she fave. Sing with Jewel?
When did that happen? So I don't know when that happened.
I'll send you the link. It's on TikTok.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you that you should listen to her audiobook because it's
she does that
phenomenal.
I can see her doing that because she got shit on so much.
It's a lot of yeah. things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she did this show on MTV all about maybe beauty standards from around the world. Mm. And it came out the week that John Mayer
called her sexual napalm.
Sexual napalm.
God damn it.
No one paid attention to her show.
That's insane.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, man. Well, we'll have to watch that show.
Sexual napalm. Yeah.
Sexual napalm.
But honestly, the book, I know you're like, who cares? It's just, it's the
it's
best.
Not who cares. No, I just been watching that clip on repeat. Like, it's super viral on TikTok. And I'm like, so we pay.
I need to look this up. I feel super out of the loop.
Me too.
I do love the way Jules sings. People are probably listening to this podcast who have no idea what Jules sounds like, which is so sad to me. But she does have like that weird breathy. But then what's interesting.
I think it's Jessica Simpson was trying to imitate Jules' style.
Okay.
Yeah.
I imitate Jules' style all the time because I think it is so. It's so hard to pin down because she has that breathy thing, but then she'll almost like snap out of it. Like it'll be like, I never put wet towels on the floor.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But this is just like Katie because it's taking a style and making it your own.
Wow. Full circle.
That was full circle.
Full circle.
Truly. Man.
That's amazing. We do have some listener questions. Would you like to answer some listener questions?
I'd love to.
Okay. Now, this person asks, what are your tips for getting to a point of self-acceptance with the constantly peddled diet culture promotion?
I think once you take a step back and realize that weight and diet culture, there's a really big business behind diet culture.
Yeah.
And I think if you take a step back and say, hey, hold on a second. Am I being marketed to? Mm. Like, I mean, that's where I am in my journey. I had someone, I spoke with someone on my podcast who said that I was at diet rock bottom. Cause like, I'll never go on another diet. Mm-hmm. I won't ever join another like app or like a program. Like I'm not, I can never do it again because I just know what it is. And so I think that once you start to recognize those as more of business ventures, that can be helpful. Also, going to your doctor and like judging your health on your numbers, like your blood and like what's actually your what the inside of
your insides
body is like.
Yeah.
Yes. Versus your weight can also be really helpful too.
Totally.
So that you can understand, hey, wait, like what is healthy for me? What does that actually look like?
Yeah.
I love that answer.
I think that's so, so helpful, particularly remembering that that the diet industry is a multi-million dollar.
Yeah. Think about who's making money off of me right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's profiting off of me feeling hating bad me. About myself?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so helpful because it also makes you see that as the enemy. Uh-huh. And that's kind of fun because you're like, you know, fighting the enemy.
Gives you power. Totally. Yes. Mm-hmm. It gives you power back.
It's like when we're fighting lantern flies together. Yeah. Like, let's fight the diet culture business too.
I loved that time.
Me too. Yeah. What is a list of brands that are size inclusive and where are your favorite places to shop?
I love J. Crew. Mm-hmm. I think J. Crew has done a really good job of holding on and like getting, you know, shopper data and like tweaking things. And J. Crew's done like a good job. Madewell also does a good job. I love Veronica Beard. They make like all my fancy blazers and suits. And
I love your suits, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
There Veronica was a Beard. Pink one that I particularly loved. You know which I'm talking about?
I don't know. It was
In an Instagram post. I'm pretty sure it was a full pink suit, and it
was
very
Elle
Woods.
Size the look. Yeah, it was Heidi Klum, and I think that was from Boohoo, which I openly don't endorse Boohoo, but sometimes for Super Size the Look, I gotta get it.
What about for shoes? Because I think a lot of people can relate to big calf problems.
Or wide foot problems.
Or wide foot problems,
Wide foot. So I get most of my shoes from DSW. Mm. And like brand-wise, I get a lot of Stuart Weitzman. Stuart Weitzman's the only like fancy shoe maker that like makes shoes in my size.
Cool. And they're gorgeous and they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are, now this one was funny because we read this before the mics were on.
We all misread this.
Yeah, we thought this meant something else. What are your tips for overcoming body image nerves when having intimate services done?
Wait like for it. A waxer massage. We all thought it was having somebody go down on you.
Not having somebody go down on you. No. But honestly, that's a valid question as well. But
I think that somebody going down on you is a much more valid question. Why do you? I'll let Katie like answer this. But why do you care what your waxer thinks?
I guess I'm just going to go right into like, this is just like, my biggest problem on like a wax table is I'm terrified to fart. It's like, and then she wants you to spread
pull your butt apart.
Cheeks. Yeah. And I'm like, so now I got to lay here on my stomach, pulling my butt
right
apart.
Right on your intestines.
Yeah. And just not fart.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's all I'm thinking about. I don't think anyone's ever looking at like my body size.
No. Like I think a waxer, especially since they do that all day, every day, they don't even care that it's your vagina. Like let's say it's like a bikini wax. It might as well be your lip.
Yeah.
On your face.
I was like, it is your lip.
Yeah.
But like, also, you're not going there for them to be attracted to you. Your goal is not for the person to have a fantastic time while waxing your butthole and to want to call you later. Your point is to get waxed. Go get waxed. But also remember that they've seen every type of body.
They do not care.
And so many people have farted in their faces.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. And as far as massages go, it's like you need to be completely relaxed to really get the benefits of a massage. So I think anything that you can do just to physically relax yourself will reduce your anxiety as well. Like deep breathing. Deep breathing helps me so much. I don't have anxiety about getting massages, but if I did, that's probably what I would do.
I have such body anxiety, like in clothes in front of people. But then when it comes to me getting massaged by a professional or whatever, like I'm like, look, you know, because I'm like, who can like the point isn't for us to have an intimate moment. It's actually for you to stay away from me.
Right. No, like you need actually whoever wrote this, I would suggest remind yourself that you don't need to be attractive to everyone.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like, how do I get comfortable feeling like I'm not attractive in this situation. Why do you need to be attractive in this situation?
Well, I think people are so self-conscious about their body, so they don't want to be they don't want to be without clothes on in front of someone.
Agreed. But you also
that's the whole thing.
If you don't want to show like keep all of your top half on in a bikini wax if you want to. Sure. You know? Also it's cold.
Yeah, Porky Pig it.
But like you shouldn't be taking off your top for that. Keep your top on.
And I should always sound completely naked for even an eyebrow wax.
But like you can put a one of those doctor's things over your lap. You know, if you don't want to look at it. Some people don't want to look while it's happening.
Okay, fair.
I think also, like you were saying, breathing, you could meditate before to get you like in the zone. You could take a little edible if you need. You could have a glass of wine.
Or just like don't get a bikini wax,
I guess. Don't get a bikini wax. Imagine.
Yeah. Bikini waxes are over, guys. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like if you're not getting lasered, if you haven't gotten lasered, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you lasered?
Oh, my God. I haven't shaved my armpits in a decade.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, because I'm lasered. I'm saying I have no hair under my arms.
Oh, really? And that's see, like I got underarm laser and bikini laser, and it still grows back. It's just less. So I don't do anything now.
It's gone.
I think it depends how thick your hair is, too. Like
maybe
some
you
people
need a laser refresh.
Right.
Yeah. Like some people need more sessions or fewer sessions. Depending.
No, but then I was like, then I can't take part in this like hairy armpit trend. And I was like, F.
That's disappointing.
I'm patchy now. It's not cute.
I've never done laser. I've never been waxed. I'm too lazy for laser. I think that's what it is.
It's a lot of work, laser, but ultimately it's a time saver.
Exactly.
That's true. That it's like like saving money, like putting 2% away of your paycheck. That's what laser is.
It's the long term.
Yeah. Laser is an investment and it pays off in not having to get waxed every week.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today. You're so, so much fun. Where can people follow you?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Katie Storino, and you can find Mega Babe products at any Target or Ulta.
Yeah. Amazing. And guys, you need to try these Mega Babe products. The packaging is so cute. It's the cutest packaging I could possibly imagine for a boob sweat product.
Thank you.
I really mean it. It's like super adorable, and I kind of want some even though I don't have boob sweat.
Yeah, but we make we make deodorant, and you have armpits. Do you wear deodorant?
I have armpits, and I do wear deodorant, so I should try it out.
What deodorant do you wear?
I usually wear like a natural deodorant.
She wears Mega Babe now.
She wears Mega Babe. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got to make sure we get
Mega Babe's got products for everyone.
Yeah.
With balls.
Everybody.
All right. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, write us a review. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, follow Katie
at Katie Storino.
And we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.